heard at the Newark and Fremont police officers that pursued them over the Dumbarton Bridge. The officers did not return fire.
Two suspects in custody tonight, and one remains at large following a shooting near the Facebook headquarters in Menlo Park. The drama actually began to unfold in the Newark-Fremont area. Nicole Acker is with the Menlo Park Police Department.
It was a home invasion call with shots fired. And what it sounds like is a witness provided a license plate number. One of their officers was in the area and was able to locate the vehicle.
From there, a high-speed chase ensued across the Dumbarton Bridge. Once in Menlo Park, the suspect vehicle turned into a business park. At that point, the three suspects scattered. But as they were fleeing the scene, we've been led to believe they fired at pursuing police officers. No one was hit, and those police officers did not return fire. A perimeter has been set up, and there are a number of police agencies in the area looking for that third suspect.
There's no question in my mind that mental health was the main factor here.
William Schultz, the 18-year-old accused of stabbing to death a 9-year-old Discovery Bay boy, made his first court appearance today in Martinez. A defense attorney says the family tried for months to get help for their son. KGO 810's Kristen Haynes was in the courtroom.
William Schultz's mother wiped tears from her eyes while her son appeared before a judge. Public defender Robin Lepetsky told reporters this is a mental health case.
The family tried desperately to get help for their son, who was exhibiting symptoms and signs of mental illness. They tried very hard in the weeks and months leading up to this event.
Prosecutor Simon O'Connell says they're still examining witness reports to try to figure out why this tragedy occurred.
We've learned it's not safe for kids to go to school. It's not safe to send our children to other people's houses. And now we're finding out it may not be safe to have people come over to our own homes.
Among the charges Schultz is facing, murder and lying in wait. A top education official says the 16,000 former Corinthian college students who saw their campuses abruptly closed will automatically have their federal student loans discharged, but that's only if they agree to forego any credits they earned. Corinthian is a large chain of for-profit colleges, one of the largest in the U.S. at one time, that shuttered its remaining 28 campuses last week.
I want him back into the mental facility where he can be monitored 24/7.
There is a renewed effort tonight to revoke the release of infamous pillowcase rapist Christopher Hubbard. Hubbard hasn't committed any new crimes, but his release 1 year ago by a now-retired judge remains a controversial decision.
Christopher Hubbard looked dazed as Judge Richard Loftus explained that he was considering revoking his conditional release from a state hospital. Wearing reading glasses in the courtroom, victim advocates and survivors of rape like Georgia Holloman.
I want him to be revoked and put back into the mental facility so that he cannot do this to any other people.
Hubbard admitted to raping 38 women in Southern California and 15 more here in the Bay Area from 1971 to 1982. But witnesses here in court say he remains a violent predator.
KGO 810's Jeannie Lynch says a decision is expected in about a week. Hubbard was released to the desert town of Palmdale. Across the globe in Nepal, the search for survivors continues tonight, 3 days after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake leveled that area. Senior medical correspondent Sanjay Gupta, though, says he was witness today to a miracle.
Neighbors watch from nearby windows, still clinging to hope. After all, this four-month-old baby was rescued after more than 22 hours under the rubble, alive with no apparent injuries.
And it was that baby crying that led search crews to his whereabouts.
Meteorite storm. Daddy, beam us up!
Well, it seems that water tunnel idea proposed by actor William Shatner, not such a crazy idea after all. Shatner has established a crowdfunding account trying to raise $30 billion, I should say million dollars, for a pipeline from Washington to California. But now a French engineering company says it could also help solve the crisis.
I think I have a solution.
Felix Bogliolo says his company is putting in an underwater pipeline in Chile that would take water from the wet south and send it to the desert in the north. He says that same idea can be done here. A submarine river of 12-foot tubes anchored to the ocean floor carrying fresh water from Oregon to California cities.
This is probably one of the more interesting, fringy ideas.
Jay Lund is the director for watershed sciences at UC Davis and says it needs to be studied more but could be doable. In the early 70s, California toyed with a similar idea. At the time, though, it would cost $20 billion. Bogliolo's company says they can do it for under $4 billion.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather on the fives. KGO News time is 9:04.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We are still looking very good around the Bay Area, but a few things to mention. In Livermore, eastbound 580, it's construction. You got one lane closed right now out of the 5. You got minor slowdowns, really, between Airway Boulevard and 1st Street. In Pittsburgh, westbound 4 before Railroad Avenue, there's a broken-down vehicle in the middle lane. Northbound 280 in San Francisco, construction up there on the ramp to southbound 101, and that is still causing some minor slowdowns. But no delays at all across the Bay Bridge in either direction, or the Bayshore Freeway looks fantastic from San Francisco all the way to San Jose. The Skyway, completely unimpeded, to use a word. So if you're going into the city, you've got no problems whatsoever. And the Nimitz, we're looking fantastic from Oakland all the way to San Jose as well. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And here's your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Calendar says spring, but we're getting ready for summer-like heat on Thursday. Temperatures getting up into the low 90s for our hottest inland valleys. Along the coast, you're looking at low 70s, so great day to hit the beach. For your Friday, some minor changes will take place, mainly at the coast where the sea breeze comes in and the fog rolls back.
Right now, it is clear across the Bay Area, 60 degrees in San Jose. It's 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Bring on the late night, late show wrap up.
Wet the bed.
Guess what day it is?
Hump day!
Wednesday.
Hump day!
Wednesday.
Guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesdays?
It's hump day!
Wednesday.
You're a good broadcaster. Don't forget that.
I wasn't planning to.
Let's do this.
It's go time!
And away we go with KGO to go. 11 more days until Mom's Day. Don't forget that one. 23 more days until Memorial Weekend. And 53 more days until Father's Day. By the way, 632 more days left of hope and change. Let's get to that, please. The sooner the better. Okay, so a few show business. Let's go to some nonsense here and some stupid news and some sexiness. The Osbournes. Over the past few months, there's been talk about the VH1 reviving the Osbournes for 6 to 8 episodes. Well, update, as of today, that plan is dead, at least with VH1. The network suit said, quote, "We are no longer talking with the Osbournes about a series. That's not going to happen. We wish we could have worked it out, but it just didn't come together for us. The family has been absolutely lovely, and we wish them the best. There is no word on why the talks broke down. Sharon Osbourne has not commented yet." That doesn't sound very... Sounds like things got a little edgy. To me. Oh, speaking of edgy, Adam Lambert. You know him, yes. Says he's had sex.
Who is that again?
Adam Lambert. Yes, he, you know, he did not win American Idol, but...
that guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of the more famous guys. And he's gay. I mean, we all know that not everybody in Hollywood who claims to be straight is. And Adam Lambert says he knows it intimately. Glamour UK asked him if there are lots of closeted guys at the top of the showbiz pyramid, and he says, oh, yeah, and I've been with some of them.
Wow.
Adam also says he slept with a woman for the first time just 4 years ago when he was 29, and it was like, he said it was kind of like a random thing, but I was very curious. It felt great. It was a friend of mine, and there was tequila involved and a very full moon, and it was okay. But don't you know, someday he will talk.
You think?
Yeah.
When he runs out of money and he writes a book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of writing, did you hear what Morrissey did?
Oh, with the Al Gore dinner.
He wrote kind of an angry letter. And,
well,
but he
he's
has
an
a point.
Angry man.
He's a little pissy and moany. Yeah. So you know he's a vegetarian, right? Morrissey from the Smiths. He penned an angry open letter to former Vice President Al Gore and his Live Earth co-founder, telling them not to serve a meal involving the use of any animal products at Live Earth 2015. Quote, serving meat and dairy products at an event to combat climate change is like selling pistols at a gun control rally, he wrote, going on to suggest that if the event does not decide to provide vegan-only fare, it should rename itself Dead Earth, We Contributed. Wild, huh?
Yeah, it's
you know he
nasty.
Won't. He doesn't allow meat products served at his venues where he does shows. He also signing off his angrily worded letter or whatever. He said, "Don't be a denier of the causes of climate change. You know the facts. Make the right choice." Sincerely, Morrissey.
Yeah, what's his deal? Didn't he have a run-in with Colbert?
Oh, Colbert interviewed him. I have to see this because I don't know if Morrissey laughed or not.
I don't remember this.
Colbert said, "Oh, excuse me, I'm a little woozy today. I didn't get my fill of bacon."
Perfect.
Because we weren't allowed to have it in the building because Morrissey was coming.
And I'm sure if Morrissey's around, you're not allowed to talk about meat, period.
You can't talk about meat.
Good God. Enough.
You know, I wonder, though, now, does he take this... vegan thing to his clothing, like you're not.
Does he take it too far? Yeah, I mean,
well, you shouldn't wear leather then, because a lot of people sort of break that.
I don't care if you're vegan, but don't force it on me. It's like, don't let me when I have my pork chop tonight at midnight, give me a hard time. It's my chop. Leave it alone. Damn it.
Yeah. He does have a point though. I mean, if you're going to have something about climate change and call it Live Earth and everything, you might want to serve some vegetables.
Oh please. Okay. Well, it's his show. It's his party. So let's get to this. Uber drivers, by the way, we'll talk about this. I mean, we have our lifestyle section here where we talk about jobs and gigs and stuff like that. And by the way, maybe we can get to this tonight. Signs your IQ is too high for your job. No, there's some good stuff there. So anyway, Uber driver is one of the great ways. Matter of fact, it's number one as a part-time job, especially with the summer coming up, to make money. So a guy recorded a video while he was in an Uber because the driver gave him an entire opera performance for him. He had an opera song on the stereo with him, and he sang along with it. And he did a pretty amazing job. You never know what you're going to get in an Uber car. Maybe he was practicing. You never know who you're going to pick up. That's the thing. You don't know
right.
who the hell's in your car.
Opera singing does not pay that well. To drive the Uber.
I'm not sure I get this. If he was the passenger or the driver recorded that or what was going on.
I thought the passenger recorded the driver. From
a guy recorded a video while he was in an Uber. Because the driver gave him an entire opera performance. Okay.
That was quite lovely. I think if I were in a particularly beautiful city like San Francisco, I might just well up.
I think it would be a little weird.
What?
What were you saying?
I would well up.
No. Wait. You were telling me you were in an Uber car where they were doing, what were they doing?
Well, he was talking so much about his music and his passion about his music and everything, and that he often plays it for people and they end up buying his CD.
Oh,
and this was his sort of marketing plan to get the music out to the people one ride at a time or something like that. Boy, I have never,
no,
I was like,
was
don't
weird.
Tell them you work in radio. Whatever you do,
don't say it. Oh my God, you'll never get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'll be going to the other bridge across the bay.
Yep, he'd have lost his way. I'd be like, hey, the restaurant's in the other direction.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right, so when we come back, let's do this. Let's get to signs that you are too smart for your job. Your IQ is too high for your gig.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, this is a fun list. And by the way, remember, we can do one more trashy thing. I can do this beforehand. And then we'll get to Jerry Seinfeld.
Please bring on the trash.
Yeah, because that's what we're doing. If we love this hour,
all the late about night, the late trash. Show wrap up.
So remember the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kim Richards? Well, she was it last week or the week before? You know, she's been in denial. She's been in rehab. So she did her thing. And then her and Lisa Rinna and Vanderpump got into it. Especially Lisa Rinna was after. It's like, oh, well, you know, what's going on with your sponsor? This, that, and the other. And it became a big brouhaha on the show. And you just thought it was Real Housewives BS, typically. But it turns out, I guess she did have a problem because she had a meltdown in a Hollywood hotel a week or so ago, and she was escorted out by the police, and apparently she allegedly kicked one of the officers. And then she came on Dr. Phil's show, and she walked out. Listen to this.
You got arrested just a few nights ago.
I'm beating myself up over this.
What happened?
I poured a drink of vodka, and I thought, oh, my God, what have I done?
Are you living a lie, telling everybody, no, I've been sober for 3 years?
I locked the door to go to the bathroom.
And the police were banging on the door to get you out.
They were screaming and yelling.
Did you try to kick one of them? You are drunk in a bar at 1:30 in the morning fighting with a cop. That is not good mothering. You need help.
Is this an intervention? I'm sorry, I can't.
And off the stage she goes. And that's a preview of Dr. Pill for next Tuesday.
Wow. Can't wait.
So don't worry, they'll make more. Yes, they will.
Number nine.
What does that have to do with Jerry Seinfeld?
Number nine.
I'll tell you next.
Number nine.
No, it's KGO 810.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-317-1981. Call now, and Chad will also give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-317-1981. That's 800-317-1981.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
For the largest selection of jewelry for Mother's Day and hundreds of styles no other jeweler or website has, come to Shane Company or go to Shanko.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Ovation Cell Therapy is a product you can believe in. The results are simply amazing.
Laura from Texas writes, I have to admit, I didn't believe at first. But after using Ovation for the past 3 months, I'm proud to say, I believe. I believe. The growth, the thickness, the healthy shine. My hair has not looked or felt this good in years. For me, Ovation products are the holy grail of hair care. I won't be using anything else.
Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster with Ovation Cell Therapy. Unlike prescription medications, Ovation is safe, non-toxic, non-toxic with no side effects. Ovation is so easy to use. Just a shampoo and simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy. And Ovation smells great.
Ovation really works. Find out more at OvationHair.com and enter KGO 810 AM at checkout for a special introductory offer. For thicker, stronger, and longer hair you'll be thrilled with, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KGO 810 AM at checkout for a special discount.
Once you try Ovation Cell Therapy, you'll be a believer too. The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Late Night Late Show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show. So Jeremy Renner was on the Tonight Show last night and sang a parody of Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud as his Avengers character, Hawkeye.
Yes, I know about Captain America's strength. And the Hulk becomes a towering man. But I got seventh place in my fantasy league. And I once but dial shot Claude Van Damme. I'm telling you now.
What?
I flirt with the cashier. She says that I rock. I own water-resistant socks. Freaking Hawk. Maybe I'm as super as they are.
Well, not bad, but it's certainly no Ed Sheeran. Jeremy Renner from The Tonight Show and his Avengers character, Hawkeye. The Age of Ultron, only 2 days away. All expected to break all these records. Can it beat Furious 7? I'm not sure. I mean, they're up to what? $350, $360 million domestically? Unbelievable.
I don't know, man.
It'll end up being a billion-dollar movie. All right, so let me see. Let's check this out. I like this one. So, signs that your IQ is too high for your job.
Okay, so it's kind of a quiz?
No, it's not a quiz. Just it's food for thought.
Okay.
If your gig is driving you crazy, maybe you're too smart for what you do.
Yeah.
You're constantly bored at work. I mean, the first and most obvious sign that you have outgrown your gig and you're simply too good for it is that you're constantly bored and you keep checking your phone and you're always online, social media, networking, blah, 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 blah. You're bored with your job. It's boring you to death. Okay. That's one of the signs your IQ is too high for your job. The problem, I think, with this whole IQ thing is that the people who are so smart sometimes don't know it. That their IQ is through the roof, and that's why these things are happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's time for something new. That doesn't mean you be, you know, that you make practical thoughts. You're just super intelligent.
Sure, sure, sure.
So, you know, that's what I'm
trying
to
incite. I think
we've
seen this in the classroom. You know, when a child's disruptive or whatever, they're like, oh, he's a bad kid. And it's, a lot of times it's like, no, he's actually too smart, and you're boring him to tears. Amen. That's why he's acting out.
You got it. Next one is you simply do not find somebody good enough to train you. I mean, if you have an entry-level job in a corporation and you're slowly trying to climb all the way to the top, aiming for management, then you certainly want a good mentor to help you. Especially, that's how you're going to get there. And if you can't find that person, or the supervisor simply does not have what it takes for that position, then perhaps it's time to reconsider your career path. Because it's absolutely necessary to find a mentor that will stimulate you mentally and professionally, and one that you truly can learn something from so that you can move on. If that doesn't happen and it's not working out, chances are your IQ is too high for your current job. In that case, it's time to do something about it.
Or just find a smoking hot mentor to just stimulate you. Just plain stimulate. You know, you got
it. Yeah, okay. Exactly. You're always the one who identifies work-related problems. Okay, I think that goes without saying. I mean, if you're too smart for your job.
Careful with that one, because if you say it out loud, you're in trouble.
Well, this is particularly important sign for those who work in the financial field who need to be extra careful with numbers. You know, have you noticed that you're always the one who's actively getting involved with all sort of work-related projects? Are you the one who is the first one to identify a problem and addresses it before it becomes serious? And are you always the one who takes the initiative, you know, that the one is the leader of the group and all the other coworkers to look up for? Well, then that might be you. Okay. Here's a really good one. And we're talking about signs if you're just joining us. Your IQ is too high for your job and you might not know it. you no longer feel the same way about your job that you've been so passionate about and have loved forever. This can happen because due to a series of different reasons, not just because your IQ is too high for your job. It happens to a lot of people now, and it has happened to all of us, you know, to be overly excited about the job at first. Of course, we all are when we get a brand new job. It was something new. We got to meet new people, to work at a brand new place, new niche. But however, as time passes and you feel that you're slowly losing your determination and your ambition, or that your gig is no longer important to you as it needed to be or it used to be, then maybe it's time to reconsider your career. Here's the deal. The bottom line to this one is, once you start losing interest in your job, there's usually no going back. Even, not even, a significant pay increase can take care of that. If once the passion's gone, genie's out of the bottle.
Forget it.
Yeah. The CEO lacks vision and you do not. That's a given. You are sailing smoothly while your coworkers get stuck. All right. You have a progressive view. And once again, I love the last one. Signs that your IQ is too high for your job. You don't see yourself working there in the long run. You know,
long term.
Yeah. If people ask you, where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years? And you simply,
not here.
If you don't say your current gig, it's time to go.
But that's a hallmark of today's corporate world, I think.
I think,
people
yes.
don't stay at companies
no.
their entire life
no,
like they used
to. No,
there's
not loyalty. No.
Something that I've heard out of friends in the tech sector, it's like, if you want a raise, go get a different job.
That's right. That's how you climb.
Yeah, people just move. They don't move within a company. They move up
way, companies don't like that. So, and I know it goes on because it's expensive to find somebody. It takes up a lot of time for management to look, and then the whole training and mentoring process, expensive, and it's a big burden. Yeah. But anyway,
companies, you need to invest in your employees.
You do. And by the way, so once again, I mean, you know, if somebody asks you, where do you see yourself in the next several years? If you don't say working at where you're working, then maybe you shouldn't be working there. And we'll continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. And this controversial study about types of people who will become obese. This is really strange and firing up a lot of people. We'll discuss next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. But I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Every 4 seconds, a Ford technician expertly performs a multi-point inspection on a vehicle. So if you're looking to find confidence, you just found enough to hand-feed a steak to a starving lion. Now get a $50 mail-in rebate on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 6/30/15.
Right now, the Home Depot has 8-inch drop-in blooms for only $9.98. So let's take the guesswork out of garden work with these professionally designed annual combinations. They're pre-potted and pre-arranged to grow well together in any container or garden bed you drop them in. Let's do this. Spring all out for less with beautiful 8-inch drop-in blooms for only $9.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Available in participating U.S. stores only.
KGO 810 has your tickets to see Neil Diamond Tuesday, May 12th at SAP Center in San Jose. To win, visit the contest page at KGOradio.com or buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Neil Diamond in concert from KGO 810.
Join the San Francisco Symphony for Stravinsky's imaginative breakthrough ballet, Score the Firebird, April 30th through May 3rd. This groundbreaking work catapulted Stravinsky to international fame and is well-loved by audiences around the world for mixing Russian folk melodies with fierce rhythmic energy. World-renowned conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen leads the symphony in this exciting concert. Great seats are still available. Get tickets at sfsymphony.org or call 415-864-6000.
All right, here we are in the middle of the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show. Coming up, the controversial study that says there are several types of people who will become obese, even if you're not now. We'll discuss along with Jerry Seinfeld why he ended Seinfeld after 9 seasons. We'll tell you. First, John Lopertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour. Stunning new developments tonight in Baltimore.
We've got two federal investigations going on. The investigations take time.
Elected officials are calling for patience tonight as federal and city investigations play out into the death of Freddie Gray. Thousands of protesters peacefully made their way through the streets of Baltimore tonight amid new revelations from a family member of one of the 6 police officers involved in Gray's arrest. This is what the unidentified woman told CNN's Don Lemon.
6 officers did not injure this man. 6 officers didn't put him in the hospital. I'm worried that instead of them figuring out who did, that 6 officers are going to be punished behind something that maybe 1 or 2 or even 3 officers may have done to Freddie Gray.
Now, that woman also says Gray, according to her family member, told officers he was injured when they arrested him. On Friday, the Baltimore Police Department is expected to release a partial report into the arrest of the 25-year-old man and the severe spinal cord injury that led to his death. There are concerns that more riots could erupt in Baltimore and across the country if charges are not filed and police officers not arrested. Tonight in Menlo Park, a manhunt continues.
Shots were fired at the Newark and Fremont police officers that pursued them over the Dumbarton Bridge. The officers did not return fire.
2 suspects are in custody tonight. 1 remains at large following a shooting near the offices of social media giant Facebook. The drama actually began to unfold in the Newark-Fremont area. This is Nicole Acker. She's with the Menlo Park Police Department.
It was a home invasion call with shots fired. And what it sounds like is a witness provided a license plate number. One of their officers was in the area and was able to locate the vehicle.
As she noted, a high-speed chase then ensued, leading police across the Dumbarton Bridge. Once in Menlo Park, the suspects turned into that business park, jumped out of their car, and tried to get away on foot. That's when shots were fired at those officers giving chase. No one was hit. It is unclear if that third suspect is armed.
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Well, it was one of the favorite hangouts of baseball great Joe DiMaggio. But tonight, Liverpool Lils in San Francisco's Marina District is the subject of a fire investigation. KGO 810 Scott Lettieri reports from the scene.
The fire at Liverpool Lils, a bar restaurant here at the Lombard Gate of the Presidio.
It was an outbuilding in the back of the address, and it appears that it may have started in that.
Assistant Fire Chief Kevin Burke.
Units arriving on scene saw heavy smoke coming from the roof.
The owner of the bar is the grandson of former baseball star Gil Hodges. He's also named Gil Hodges. Arson is being investigated. No other buildings were damaged.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:33.
Bill and Kathleen with American Vision Windows.
Hi, my name is Bill, and this is my wife, Kathleen, and we are the owners of American Vision Windows.
And they founded American Vision Windows because of firsthand experience.
It was about 16 years ago. We had a need to get some windows. We started making calls going through the sales process.
We didn't have people returning our calls. When they'd come, they really weren't professional. They didn't give us a full presentation to understand what I was buying, the benefits I was going to have, all the stuff that we like to share with the customer now. I didn't feel like we could make a super educated decision.
So obviously the industry needed better customer service. But the final straw for Bill.
Some of these people were looking at Kathleen like she wasn't the decision maker, which in our house is a mistake.
Since day one, Bill and Kathleen have been on a mission to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time. And right now, let American Vision Windows pay the tax and free expert installation. That's right, no tax and free expert installation. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the special bond between mom and her children with jewelry from the Mother and Child Collection at Shane Company. Priced from $100 to $375. Actually, a couple of my favorites are their new $100 styles. Our collection consists of pendants with either a natural pink sapphire symbolizing girls, a blue sapphire symbolizing boys, or a cultured freshwater pearl symbolizing motherhood. Our collection also includes mother and child pendants with a diamond, as well as pendants that you can personalize with an engraving. The Italian silver chain's adjustable, so she can wear her pendant with any outfit. For a unique and meaningful mother and child pendant that she'll cherish forever, come to Shane Company or visit ShaneCo.com.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. Livermore, eastbound 580, that construction, it's got one lane closed, has been causing stop-and-go traffic off and on between Airway Boulevard and First Street, so just be prepared. At last check, they were building back up. In San Francisco, northbound 280 construction on the ramp to southbound 101, still causing minor slowdowns. Well, you've also got construction on northbound 101 before 280, and that's causing stop-and-go traffic from 280 back to about Paul Avenue. 92 east and westbound across the San Mateo Bridge. Construction has been causing some brief delays. Danville, southbound 680, something to watch out for at El Pintado. A two-vehicle breakdown, I guess. They're pulled over on the fog line, but the problem is they're partially sticking out in the road, so they are technically a road hazard. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee. On the diamond tonight, the A's are trailing the Angels 6-3 over at the O.co. They're in the bottom of the seventh. And the Giants involved in a slugfest with the Dodgers. Dodgers 7, Giants 3. Giants starter Ryan Vogelsong gave up 5 home runs in 3 innings pitched. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. In a word, hot. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Calendar says spring, but we're getting ready for summer-like heat on Thursday. Temperatures getting up into the low 90s for our hottest inland valleys. Along the coast, you're looking at low 70s, so great day to hit the beach. For your Friday, some minor changes will take place, mainly at the coast where the sea breeze comes in and the fog rolls back.
Saturday, low 60s to low 80s. Sunday, upper 50s to upper 70s. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got nothing but clear skies at 67 degrees in Concord, 61 in Napa, 55 in San Mateo, 53 in Santa Cruz, 48 in Half Moon Bay, 57 Oakland, 59 San Jose, and 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
John, why was Boach taking a nap down there in Dodger Stadium? What the hell?
Well, you know what? He's got pitching problems.
Yeah, I'd say. How many home runs did the guy get? Five?
Five. I had to look at it a couple of times.
Five home runs?
Five home runs.
Wow. Even when I was a Cubs fan, that wouldn't happen. That's bad. Whoa. That's bad.
How dare you?
Well, who was the pitcher?
Ryan Vogelsong.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to watch him.
Well, the girls like him. He's just not throwing the ball real well.
Yeah, well, if you give up five home runs.
At least he's got that going for him.
Well, they're the wrong kind of home runs. They don't belong to us. Yeah, but that's for sure.
I'd let him get to third base. Whoa.
Well, but then you're going to, I'm sure he's going to say, well, why didn't you pull me? You know, it was time for me to go.
Well, he only pitched 3 innings. That's just it. He was in there for 3 innings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Get him out before he ruins everything, huh?
Well, I think it's done ruined.
I think so.
Well, you know what they say. There's always next year. Well, there's always tomorrow, actually.
Actually, there is. There is tomorrow. Okay.
Wisdom number by nine. Heather. Thank you.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Do you remember this from the White Album? Because I don't.
Number nine.
You hit next on the player. Oh, you couldn't do that on an album. You had to pick up the needle and move it.
Yeah, that would be a big pain in the ass now, wouldn't it? It would have been. Especially if you were wearing it. Oh, those were those. What were those called?
Wearing what? The strap-on record player? What are you talking about?
That's right. Yes, the strap-on record player.
It's portable.
It would just skip itself. Remember when the CDs came out and they're supposed to be portable, whatever the hell they were called. I forget what they called
them. Yeah, you could.
Yeah, they skipped anyway. They always skipped. They said they weren't supposed to skip, but they did.
You couldn't exactly go jogging with the CD player.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so what about the number nine? Why do I keep making that reference? Jerry Seinfeld says he ended Seinfeld after nine seasons because of the Beatles.
Because the Beatles ended too soon for me.
Uh-huh.
And it was nine. It was also 9 years. And it was something about the single digit, 10 years. So people say, so how many years did you do that show? 10 years. Oh, geez.
Right.
That was a long time.
Right.
Now, how many years did you do that show? 9 years.
Wow.
It seemed a lot less.
It really does.
You know?
Yeah, it really
and
does.
When the Beatles did 9 years and that hunger for the Beatles that has lasted my whole life.
Right.
Whenever a Beatles song comes on the radio, I reach for the volume and turn it up because I still haven't gotten enough of them.
Wow.
That was really how I made the decision.
Wow.
Beatles, 9 years.
That is amazing.
It's enough.
But the ending was sucky. That's what sucked. I mean, you know, they were all in the jail cell. I never really got over that.
I liked it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, why not?
I just thought it was a little weird. I don't know how you're going to end Seinfeld. It had to be about nothing, of course.
Right.
That's what the show, it was about nothing, so.
And I think they acknowledged that those people were kind of buttheads.
I guess that's what it was, yeah.
Jerry was whiny and judgy and didn't want to go out with a girl because she was the close talker and big hands and all that stuff. And you're like, you people have no redeeming value.
And Julia Louise Dreyfus, her character on the show,
Elaine,
exactly.
Her crappy dancing, yeah.
I love that. I've been accused of the Elaine dancing
when
I'm sober.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet you can.
That's
do
why
that.
I should never dance sober. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea, Heather.
I hate that saying, dance like nobody's watching, because that sounds like what you do. And it's like, no, you should dance like the whole world is watching.
Really?
Yeah, like it's do been it a long better. Time.
I don't know why. It's so much easier, you know, when you're three sheets.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Well, you're
dancing,
more limber.
Yeah.
You can just move around
way.
A little better.
I mean, you know, Dancing with the Stars, I can't get it. I don't understand how they do that sober. Well, of course, it's very technical. You're not just jumping for the riser like I used to.
Yeah, you all better right. do it sober or you could get hurt.
So check this out. A new study found, you know, talking about people, very controversial study where they say there are six types of people who will become obese.
You're scaring me to death.
Yeah. Number one, young guys who drink too much.
Oh.
They had some healthy habits and maybe even worked out, but they still gained weight because of all the alcohol.
Mm-mm-mm. So, yeah, that football player at your high school, his days are numbered. Those abs are going down. Well, they're going out, actually.
Well, no, that's always scary when you see the jocks, you know, who were the hot jocks. And then 10, 20 years later, you go to the anniversary, especially with the 10 is really fun because they've slipped so much and you're like, oh, right on. Things
at
are looking
10?
Up for me.
Yeah.
You
seems like it should take a little bit longer, but yeah.
Right. Well, no, it happens pretty quickly sometimes.
Really quick, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, they had their chance. That's the way I looked at it. It's like God gave you your youth and then, you know, God giveth and God taketh away. So you looked hot then, now not so much. Next. Young women who
ovulate? No, that can't be it.
Who overrate. It's overrate.
They're just overrated?
Just like the guys. They were healthy in some ways, but the more they got, you know, their extra calories from over it was overate.
I was like, this must have something to do with ovaries.
Yeah, it's like 10 and a half text. I can't just like, oh my God. And you have to know our lights are out in the studio.
You're going to be obese.
Well, no, but young women who overate, just like the guys, they were healthy in some ways, but then they were more likely to get their extra calories from food than booze. Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on. Middle-aged people who were unhappy and anxious. Most of them were women, unfortunately, who were also likely to suffer from insomnia, anxiety, and depression.
Mm.
You can see why this is controversial. Seniors with chronic health issues like arthritis or diabetes, they mostly had low levels of depression and anxiety, though, and tended to be happy with life in general, nonetheless. But they gained weight for the obvious reasons. Older people with money. They had some healthy habits, but drank more than average and usually had high blood pressure. See what all that money does to you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, right. You're like, yeah. Yes, we'll have the filet with
and obviously,
the truffle butter. And
of course. If you can go to an expensive restaurant every night, you're going to weigh several hundred pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What makes it taste good? More butter.
Butter and salt.
Yeah. Right.
And then you're like, okay, we'll have one of those in two spoons. Like at the end, you're like, oh, just a little taste of dessert.
And then people who were really unhealthy, the really unhealthy ones, meaning they didn't exercise and ate like crap, they were more likely than another group to have issues with pain and fatigue and were more likely to struggle financially in the obese department. Okay.
All right.
Are you depressed now? Because pretty much any one of us fit into one of those categories.
Just really freaky.
Wait, what did it say? Single women who drink wine?
Well, what about, yeah, I mean, you know, we all drink wine. Well, that's why, look at what's happening. The binge drinking rate is up 39% in the Bay Area.
Look out, you're going to get fat.
Since 2012.
It's those hidden calories. Just because you can see through the wine doesn't mean it doesn't have calories.
That just doesn't make sense to me. It just shouldn't be fattening.
I know.
You know who was telling me? George, the news editor for KGO, he's like, Drex, don't you understand? You guys just don't get it. That's why you should drink tequila. Then you don't have this problem.
How is because he the newsroom guy?
He said, what did you say you drink on Saturday? I said, I'll drink Bacardi and Coke. He goes, sugar and sugar, sugar.
Oh, and tequila doesn't have sugar.
I guess not. Well, agave.
He's
so, yeah.
Yanking your chain big time, but oh well.
Well, I don't know, but I'm a naughty boy on tequila. Uh-oh. It's tequila. Yeah.
But at least red wine does drag some of the fatty deposits out with it when you digest it or something like
that. That's what I hear.
It kind of roto-roots your heart, so you should drink red wine. No, it does. It does.
I don't want to hear
I know the, I said that all wrong, that and it wasn't clinical or medical, but look it up.
My two glasses of $9 bottle cab every night, I mean, you know, it's for my heart healthy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
You'll live forever.
All right, and the good news and more on the way with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Times sure have changed since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that GEICO was always a good deal.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The California State solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Right now, the Home Depot has 8-inch drop-in blooms for only $9.98. So let's take the guesswork out of garden work with these professionally designed annual combinations. They're pre-potted and pre-arranged to grow well together in any container or garden bed you drop them in. Let's do this. Spring all out for less with beautiful 8-inch drop-in blooms for only $9.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Available in participating U.S. stores only.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. So honey,
now. Here's the real Ed Sheeran. Yes.
Take me into
not from the voice. Still love this song.
Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart.
All right, here's Conan O'Brien on the Supreme Court hearing arguments on gay marriage.
Supreme Court is now hearing arguments on gay marriage. That's pretty historic. Interesting. True story. During Supreme Court arguments on same-sex marriage today, one of the conservative justices opposed it on the grounds that they didn't have gay marriage in ancient Greece. That's true. Yeah. As a result, the Supreme Court has now banned electricity, sushi, and pants for men.
That was great. Oh, and again, thank you to Senator Mark Leno, who came on tonight to talk about the Supreme Court decision and the arguments that are going on. And the ruling will be coming down in June, I suppose.
He thought the last Thursday in June.
Last Thursday in June. Right. And then every state in this great union of ours will have to allow gay marriage. Yikes. I mean, yikes with the red states. Can you imagine? Now, he said that he doesn't expect there to be much outcry and it should just fall into place. I just don't see the rednecks digging it.
Yeah, didn't Alabama passed something recently?
Well, and then they kind of took it back. Yeah, I mean, they walked it back and forth. And I mean, it's just a big old mess down there.
Brief scattering of outcry. I mean, the people that are demonstrating in D.C. are insane. You know, like God hates F-A-G-E-S and just, you know, it's, I can't believe those people still exist. Haven't they died out of the population by now?
Let's talk about some stupid news. Yes, so check this out. One day people are going to learn that posting something publicly on Facebook means that
it's public.
And people look at it sometimes. So this 27-year-old woman, Caitlin, is a single mom from Dallas, and earlier this month she got a great job working at daycare, and she applied and she got it. She lucked out. But the morning before she started, she posted on Facebook, quote, "I start my new job today, but I absolutely hate working at daycare. Her bosses saw her," you know what's happening here. They saw it, and they fired her before she even started. Then a mob of angry mothers on Facebook found out what she'd written, and they started attacking her. So she had to clarify, quote, she said, LOL, it's all good. I just really hate being around a lot of kids.
That didn't
help her movement.
We did a story 2 weeks ago about not talking about your job on social media. Like, do you really need to be told this?
Yes. All right, let's keep up with the stupid. Stupid criminals. If this lady's T-shirt is telling the truth, she's going to spend the rest of her life as a free woman. Last month, two women went into a beauty supply store in Tampa, Florida, pulled a bag out of one of their purses and filled it up with colognes and perfumes. They got away with about $1,500 worth of merchandise. The police just released a surveillance shot of the women, and one of them was wearing a Nike T-shirt with the slogan, "Won't be caught."
Oh, my God.
They haven't found her yet, but they're asking people to help identify her, and I guess to prove the T-shirt is wrong. We shall see. All right. And then finally, if you're looking for a date, Heather, you should be looking for women want to have an affair with a tall, funny guy with facial hair.
Okay. I'll take anything.
The cheating website, Victoria Milan, I guess, ask men and women what they look for when they want to have an affair with someone. And even in that scenario, women care more about a guy's personality than his looks. 62% of the women said the guy's personality matters more when it comes to having an affair. A good sense of humor is the number one trait that they look for. Being kind and romantic was second and third. But just 34% said what a guy looks like is more important. So they're swiping the wrong way. So if you know, let me see here.
Somebody said, and
by the way, if I'm looking at your Tinder and you're showing me just a bare-chested shot of yourself, next.
What is up with that?
You're on the wrong site. You should be on Grindr. You'd get some play.
There you go. Guys are so proud that they can do a couple sit-ups every day. Jesus, whatever.
No. Listen, if you're a dude and if you have a six-pack, treasure that thing while it lasts. Yes, I would massage. I would be all over myself every day.
You would touch your six-pack abs?
I would be
abs.
Enjoying myself most hours of the day if it still existed because it's long gone and it's never coming back.
I forgot to enjoy myself earlier today.
Well,
okay, maybe later.
There's always time, and that's the good news. We'll be back tomorrow night to make more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We're thanking.
Ovation Cell Therapy is a product you can believe in. The results are simply amazing.
Laura from Texas writes, I have to admit, I didn't believe at first. But after using Ovation for the past 3 months, I'm proud to say, I believe. The growth, the thickness, the healthy shine. My hair has not looked or felt this good in years. For me, Ovation products are the holy grail of hair care. I won't be using anything else.
Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster with Ovation Cell Therapy. Unlike prescription medications, Ovation is safe, non-toxic, with no side effects. Ovation is so easy to use. Just a shampoo and simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy, and Ovation smells great.
Ovation really works. Find out more at ovationhair.com and enter KGO 810 AM at checkout for a special introductory offer. For thicker, stronger, and longer hair you'll be thrilled with, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KGO 810 AM at checkout for a special discount.
Once you try Ovation Cell Therapy, you'll be a believer too.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Every 4 seconds, a Ford technician expertly performs a multi-point inspection on a vehicle. So if you're looking to find confidence, you just found enough to hand-feed a steak to a starving lion. Now get a $50 mail-in rebate on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 6/30/15.
Right now, the Home Depot has 8-inch drop-in blooms for only $9.98. So let's take the guesswork out of garden work with these professionally designed annual combinations. They're pre-potted and pre-arranged to grow well together in any container or garden bed you drop them in. Let's do this. Spring all out for less with beautiful 8-inch drop-in blooms for only $9.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Available in participating U.S. stores only.
Choice to sit it out or dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for.
Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do.
San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. A Cumulus